USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, met with the FBI on Friday to discuss Congressman Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Regarding the California Democrats staying on that committee, McCarthy says,
I had questions about whether we should. That's the one question that was asked, we should not be.
Do you think you're going to
I just think the appropriate things you should not be.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the second to clear that bar in the United States. The Moderna decision comes a week after the FDA authorized the use of a COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and the 5 days after the nation launched the most urgent and ambitious vaccine campaign in its history. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about the vaccine and those who may be a little bit skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world have developed this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street, ending the week on a down note with the Dow losing 124 points, falling to 30,179. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has reduced its carbon emissions more than the countries that are still members of the Paris Climate Accord. The United States did that with innovations like fracking and nuclear energy. President-elect Joe Biden has talked about banning fracking on federal land and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord on January 20th. As far as what that means for you and your energy bill, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute says,
it would be a total disaster. Over just a 10-year period of time, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that the average American family of four would spend $30,000 in extra energy costs, and 400,000 jobs would be lost, about half of which in manufacturing, which is obviously a huge issue in many parts of the country, including the Midwest. Those jobs would all be lost as a result of just joining the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's not even the main thing that Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden has a whole bunch of other radical policies related to climate change. He wants to spend $2 trillion over his first term to retrofit 4 million buildings to make them green energy compliant. He wants to phase out all of coal, natural gas, oil, costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs in lost production and economic growth by 2035.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.